Any other red flags?
A red flag I have, y'all are gonna laugh at me because I've said this before. If a person doesn't have a car, if a person doesn't
oh
have
my car, gosh.
And I know that's so mean to so, say, but I just feel like
Jay has a definite opinion on this one.
Yeah. So go ahead, say what you're saying.
It's not that I'm trying to be that girl like, oh, if you don't got a car, it's because you don't got money. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Because I don't date for those reasons, but I just feel like if you're going to put yourself into the dating game, you need to be able to show up in all aspects. And if you can't offer to pick the girl up, or if you're one of those guys that thinks you're going to be able to use the girl's car, oh, can I drop you off and use your car? I'm speaking from experience here, which is why this is a red flag. You can't do that. Get a car. Get a car.
Well, I differ with that because if you get somebody who grew up in a New York and they never had a car, they don't know a car.
Okay.
At least be able to oop. I'm with you. They need to at least.
She picked the exception.
No, but they need to know how to pay for an Uber. I don't think that a guy should call you and be like, hey, can we go out? Can you drive? No, I think he needs to be able to be like, I've reserved an Uber. I'll pick you up at a certain time.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. So it's just, not actually about the car. It's just
it's
about
how you move.
Because my thing is that it's okay if you don't have a car. I'm not calling you a bum for not having a car, but you need to be able to be a man and say, I'm going to Uber and add a stop for you or something. You know what I mean? I just feel like when a man doesn't have a car and he gets with a girl thinking, I'm going to just use your car. I'm going to drop you off and use you.
And
it's giving user.
Okay. So let me chime in on this one. Let me chime in on this one. Yeah, you speak from personal experience. You talk about your handful of situations.
You should have ran.
I'm going to speak on behalf of the brothers out there.
I have a big heart.
I'm going to speak on behalf of the brothers out there that may not have a car, right?
Okay.
So let's say you're in a situation you don't have a car, and let's say you can't get somebody Uber. I feel like...
So you don't have a car and you can't get an Uber?
Look, we're not judging that situation. I'm just saying, if you can't do either one of those things...
How do you expect me to get there? No bike either?
Let's say she got to come pick you up. Let's go as far as she got to come pick you up in her car. I feel like I know a lot of great guys out there that just don't have the means to necessarily take you out on a date, but will treat you like a queen. And so for me, I feel like, again, that goes back to, yes, society has portrayed that, you know, on the first date, you know, a dude need to come pick you up and, you know, he need to pay for this and that and he need to wind and dine you. And I think those are great things. But at the same time, I think you can't just automatically disqualify a man if he can't do those things. Because there are a lot of great guys out there that maybe can't do that. I had a lot of great teammates in college. Let's go. We're going to go back to college.
Football players in college. Oh, gosh.
College football players all just trying to, you know, make it to the league, right? I had some great teammates that at the time did not have the means. And there were some solid women in college that held them down. And I was with them from freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year. Dude got drafted and signed millions of dollars contracts, right? Mm-hmm. So, to me, it came back full circle. That girl stuck next to him even when she could have said, hey, you ain't got a car. Your teammate got a car. The basketball player's got a car. The basketball player's come pick me up. But he was a solid dude. So I'm just saying, for all the ladies out there, if he ain't got it right now, he
risk.
Could turn it. Hey, take the risk.
Okay. On the guy that doesn't have the cars. Man.
Take
okay.
the risk.
Okay.
But I want to clarify what I said because I probably sounded like I was like, if a dude don't have a car, don't come up to me.
Yeah,
that's not
did.
What I'm saying.
That's what it sounded like to me. That's what it sounded like.
I mean, preferably, like, it would be nice if you had a car. But, no, honestly, they know I have dated, you know, the guys have dated, been all across the board. So I've dealt with a person that doesn't have a car. So that's the reason I stated that, because the person that I dealt with kind of had that using mentality that they thought, oh, you got a car, I'm gonna use your car.
Do we have to take
exactly?
Uber? Yeah, we don't need an Uber. You have a good.
But it's my
car.
You don't want to take an Uber, but we're going someplace. Gonna be drinking, but you want to get in my car after? I don't think so. So I'm just saying that if you're a man and you don't have a car, that is completely okay.
Just have
but
a
just
plan.
Make sure you're treating the woman right. Make sure that you have a plan. Make sure you're
for
showing up
yeah.
in ways that you can and not coming off like a user, a leech.
Yeah. No. And that goes for men and women. Don't come across as
exactly.
User. Yeah.
Nah, I gotta piggyback off of that though, because there's a lot of times where women come off of you like users and leeches,
yeah,
right?
Get into it.
So
no,
from my
no,
personal situation, right, was with an individual, and you know, she had a job where she would get off early enough. With, mm-hmm. You know, she maybe got off at 2 or 3. my job, some nights I'm getting off at 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night, depending on my workload, right? Mm-hmm. One of the issues we started running into was, you know, you getting home first, you essentially knocking out your workout, you hanging out with your friends. But when I'm getting home, I'm still having to essentially pick up the pieces of the household, right? So what that means is I'm working my long day coming home and I'm having to figure out dinner. I'm having to run to the grocery store to get everything set up for us. You have not made any decision to help set me up for my next day. My firm belief in being in a relationship, if we are saying we are in a relationship, we are partners, is that, you know, you do what you can to set your partner up for success the next day, no matter what that looks like, right? You could have made a ham and cheese sandwich. Hey, I know you got home late. Put something in the microwave for you. Hey, I'm DoorDash something if you can't cook. Cook if you can cook. Whatever you want to do. But I'm just saying, I feel like women at times get very comfortable with men constantly catering in different ways, not always taking into account
that we, y'all need it back.
That we need it back.
No, that's yeah. fair enough. I think, no, that's fair. And for me, I'm a mom to a son and a daughter. I can peep when a girl is like riding the coattail and you're giving the princess treatment, but she's taking it too far.
For sure.
And I do think that, yes, as a man, you should be out there giving the women princess treatment. But I need to know that if you're down, I need to know that princess can get up and get to the store and make something happen. As a mom, yeah. I look at that. I definitely am always looking like, okay, he can hold you, but what if there's a day that he's not quite 100%, can you kick in? Mm-hmm. And I've seen that with girls with you sometimes where I'm like, okay, yeah, she can't. If you are I always say that you need somebody who can, you need somebody who's going to pedal with you on a boat if you get up shit.
For sure,
straight.
For sure.
Yeah. And there have been times when I've seen girls be like, oh, no, I've never pedaled before. No, this is not. We're in this together. So, no, fair enough.
And I think it's a red flag when a woman has that disposition of like a man's supposed to do everything, a princess treatment, a man needs to do it all, a man needs to pay for everything. Because I do think, you know, in the household we grew up in, Dad was the provider, and
we definitely didn't necessarily have all the traditional values, though.
Yeah, no, we didn't have
the cook. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, Dad was definitely the provider, and he took very good care of all of us. But at the same time, and the way I was raised, I was also raised to be a strong, independent woman. So when I get into a relationship, I'm not trying to depend on the person. I'm not trying to ride off of you. I'm not trying to use you for your money or for what I think you can offer me. I do think a relationship should be a partnership. So like you said, we should both be picking up the pieces in the areas that we can. If one slack and the other one picks up, I do, based off the household we grew up in, I do think that a man should lead and attempt to provide and protect. But I do think women need to realize when it's time to step up and to stop with all the, a man needs to take care of this, and a man needs to take care of me, a man needs to pay for everything. Because I do think women do that, and that's not attractive. Like, step up and help out in ways that you can. Right. Or if you're going on a date, like I always said, whenever I go on a first date, like I said, the way I was raised, I do think that a man should pay on the first date, but I always offer, because at the end of the day, I never want a man to think that I'm just trying to use him for a free meal or free whatever it is. You know what I mean? And so I do think women need to realize when it's time to step up. And sometimes what women don't realize is that they would get better treatment if they show up better. If they show that they care, if they just make the effort to be like, the check comes at dinner. Would you like to split that? Whatever. I'm not saying you have to pay for the man at all, but I'm just saying you can, something as simple as, would you like to split that? Right. Hopefully the man is man enough to say, no, it's our first date. I got this.
I wouldn't have asked you out if I couldn't pay for
exactly.
it. Exactly. I think we had that conversation.
But definitely. If he doesn't say that, then I'm not saying just drop him, but I'm saying, because you never know a person's situation. I'm just saying reevaluate. But I do think women need to realize sometimes, stop with all that, a man needs to pay for me, a man needs to pay for this, a man needs to figure out dinner, a man needs to do this. No, if you show up better, sometimes the treatment you receive would be a lot better. Because a man, we forget that men have feelings too, and they want to feel appreciated. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I want to, that's a good point. Because I will say, like, right now, the person I'm with definitely does that, right? Mm-hmm. She shows up in a way that makes me even want to go harder because of how she's showing up, right? And it's not even, you know, elaborate things that she may think, but to me it's elaborate because, you know, I'm coming home and she may already have, you know, the towel and the shower ready or the Chick-fil-A sitting there. right? To her, oh, I just grabbed something quick on the way home because I knew you were going to be here soon. But to me, I'm like, dang, like you did all this for me. It's so it makes me want to go 10 times harder.
And you talking about Chick-fil-A. To,
and yeah, I'm talking about Chick-fil-A. Then, you know,
in return, she probably going to get a steak dinner. And,
but you, what you realize, what you will realize is it's the little things that end up.
The little things, for
it's
sure.
It's the little things that add up. Yeah, they're the big things, but I can honestly say 30 years of marriage, it's the little things sometimes. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's the, okay, this is so minor, but for me, it's the coffee on the Saturday morning because I don't, he's working Monday through Friday. So I set the coffee maker up at night. He pushes the button, he gets his coffee, he goes. But on Saturday mornings, he goes the extra mile. As long as, for years, he brings coffee to me in bed on that Saturday. Y'all, I can go get that coffee. It's not that big a deal, but it's the little things that mean something. Yeah. And you'll find that as you mm-hmm. date and get further in life, you'll be like, okay, it's the simple things. It's the little things that really add up. But no, I definitely agree that it makes you want to go hard. It makes you want to give her the, okay, we talk about the soft life. It makes you want to give her the soft life.
What is the soft life? No, I haven't heard that. Walk me through that.
It's like, that's a whole lot of stuff. Feminine energy that a woman has. You,
like soft life. Like, you're not on social media, but whenever they're like soft life, like driving my Range Rover, going to Pilates, and like having my matcha lattes, picking up the kids from school while my husband is working. But like,
it makes you want to give her that because
most definitely. In my head, she deserves that.
Yeah. Instead of you being like, yeah, she paid half of that meal, it's like, okay, you're not paying for nothing else this week, no. Basically. That's how you see it.
For sure. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, no, that's a green.
And then also when you do little things like that, I feel like for women, it shows that you are a high quality woman. And not that I'm saying just picking up Chick-fil-A or just running the shop, but I'm just saying just little thoughtful. Things like that. Because at the end of the day, the right man want somebody that can be a caretaker like that. Show a man that, like, okay, you are wife material. You're not just here for yourself. You're not just here to see what dinner I can provide or what purse I can get you or what trip I can take you on. Mm-hmm. You're here for the long. You want to help me succeed, even if that little, even if just helping him succeed is making sure he has food so when he comes in, he can eat and go to sleep to get up for the next day.
For sure.
And not be up trying to figure out, what should we eat? I got to cook dinner. You're here. You know what I mean? And so I just think
that, yeah.
That energy needs to be reciprocated, though.
But I'll say even from the male perspective, right? I think as men, you know, we can sometimes get this masculine mindset of, we treat our girl good. She not going nowhere.
Oh,
I think that is super complacent.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
and that's super cocky,
super arrogant, super cocky. Yeah, you can't fall into that trap, right? And so,
because if he won't do it, someone else will.
You know, that's you always got to think that. Yeah. You always got to think that somebody can come in and essentially take your spot. She could leave you today, tomorrow, if she wanted to, and somebody come in and do what you do, if not better, right? And so, one of the things I try to apply in my relationship every day is just ensuring that, you know, how am I showing up? Am I showing up as the best version of me? You know, doing little things to show her, hey, I care about you. And it every day you can't do steak dinners and dates and this and that. Yeah. But it's just a simple thing of when I get home asking her, like, hey, how was work today? You know, I remember you had this going on today. How did that actually turn out today? Little things like that.
And that's what I think I've recognized in some of your relationships. You'll say, how was your day? But some people don't give that. And y'all are at different stages. So, mm-hmm. People are asking, how was your work day? But for you, just because you're in school, in a class, so how was classes? How was your day? What are you up to today? It's almost as if they did you and they don't need to know anything about your life, which I think is, which to me would automatically be like, oh, that's a red flag. But I have to let you guys experience whatever it is you experience.
Yeah.
So you experience it on your own and step away from it on your own. But because I can usually notice red flags before y'all can, especially when you bring them and introduce them like that.
You notice it quick.
But I'll say another thing that I think is a green flag is somebody who can give grace, right?
I was just about to say grace.
I think that's something that is like a lost art because I feel like if you go back into, I feel like old society, I know I'm about to go historicalness.
There you go.
So you go back in time, you didn't see a lot of divorce. You didn't see, you know, things happening outside of the marriage. Not saying that they weren't. Whatever, but there's just definitely a marriage was viewed and appreciated on a whole nother level than probably what is viewed nowadays, right? And that's unfortunate. But at the end of the day, I think that ultimately it goes back to there wasn't really an option back then to necessarily just call it quits. get on the gram, go find somebody new. Let me get back on Tinder, you know, Bumble. Let me go search something new.
Oh, yeah.
So you were really dealing with that person and you had to learn grace. You had to figure out how to work through tough situations. So I think nowadays, finding somebody who can, you know, look at you in the same light and if not give you forgiveness, grace in situations is a green flag for sure, because everybody gonna mess up.
Yeah.
Now people have different levels of messing up, but
right.
The grace is huge.
No, I think that's a big point. And I do think you give grace is different than someone repeatedly doing something, overlooking something. But you bring up another point, because I also think you need to have someone who's spiritually based some kind of way.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that, because I think it, for us, we're all very religious, very spiritual.
Yeah.
We believe in God. You're going to pray. And so
for sure,
I think that you have to have someone who have similar values and morals, because that's part of the foundation. And if that's not solid, then it's going to be rocky anyway. And I say that in your stage, being that you're in your late 20s, and in your stage, being that you're coming out of college and still you know, you have to have someone who has some kind of moral compass and who has some spiritual something that they pray to and believe in, I personally think.
Something, God.
Because there's some demons out there and you can mess around and get you one.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you say you don't believe in anything, me personally, I can't rock with you.
No.
I can't do it. Because to me, you're not... What is your code? What is good and bad to you? What is right and wrong? And if you say you don't believe in nothing, then to me, you're not basing your decisions off of any type of rubric, any type of criteria. So yeah. I can't put myself in that position.
Right.
Yeah. I agree. And kind of piggybacking off of that, it's not really related, but a red flag for me is someone that doesn't have a good relationship or attempt to have a good relationship with their family. And I know that there are exceptions out there. Not everyone can have that, whatever. But I do think that is a red flag to me if you have living family members, living parents, living siblings, and you don't try to have a relationship with them, you know, because I do think, one, growing up and like being around your family, that's how you learn a lot about each other. But also, like, I have a brother, so like I get a man's point of view on a lot of stuff. He has a sister, even though I'm younger than him, he's able to get a girl's point of view. Mm-hmm. We talk to you, we're open and honest as a family, right. So like we are able to be called on our stuff because we have parents that we openly talk to. We're siblings. We call each other out. We're raw and uncut in this family. And so I just think, you know, it's important to have somewhat of a family relationship or someone that you're close to that can call you out when you're, or someone that you can kind of get opinions from. Because sometimes I've dealt with people in relationships where they deal with it all on their own. And they think that their way is always the right way. And it's like, you need to have someone else that you can talk to when you mess up, or just in life in general, that can kind of call you out when you're wrong or give you another perspective, give you advice. You know what I mean?
I agree. I get what you're saying. And I've always told you guys, watch how a guy treats his mom, because that'll tell you a little bit, or treats the women in his family. And I always say that because you never know what the situation is. If there's a mom and a dad, you know, are they living? What the relationship was? Was there?
Yeah.
There's all kinds
obviously
of...
Obviously, there's exceptions.
Trust. Yeah, there's all kind of trauma or dysfunction or whatever. But I do think that if there's no relationship with anyone, there's no respect. Because I always listen to how people talk about their mom, about their family.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this before when a mom calls and the guy's like, I'm not talking to her. I don't know what she's talking. What is she calling? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they're so dismissive to their mom or the dad and it's in front of you, I'm always like, okay, look at that. Because if he'll do that to his mom, he'll likely do that to you.
Most definitely. Yeah.
You know, or if, you know, in the middle of a conversation, they hang up on each other. We don't hang up on each other. You can't
allowed in here.
You hang up on each other. Yeah. So I always say little things like that just show you what the level of respect is. And that will tell you most times what your level, because that's the woman that gave birth to him or her. That's going to show you what you're going to encounter later on in life. Not to say that there may be some outside circumstances that you're not aware of, but if you've gone through all that and you know what the outside circumstances and there's still no relation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you got to figure out, okay, what's this? Who raised him? Who raised her? What are they? what do they feel about family? Because we're so connected, likelihood they're not going to take to us if they don't take to their own family.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah, I would just say, like, it's definitely hard if, because some people, maybe the family thing isn't important, right? Because I think we speak from a very, we speak from a lens because we are a very close-knit family. Not even just us in our household, but even the extended family. Yeah, the extended family, close-knit. We all grew up together. Yeah. We got more cousins than friends at times, right? Yeah. And so I just feel like, you know, maybe for somebody who didn't grow up like that, yeah, dating somebody who doesn't have as much of a family connection could work.
Yeah.
But I know for us, you know, we grew up so tight-knit that to me, like, I have to see my partner having that same, essentially, reciprocal relationship with their family that kind of matches the dynamic. Because that's what, ultimately, I want for my household.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
And so I think that that's huge when you encounter somebody who does or doesn't have that. Because it's no knock on them. It's just, okay, how are we going to mesh? Because on holidays, we all getting together.
Right.
You don't even have to be a holiday. If it's a regular Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, we're going to be sitting on the couch doing something together. And that's just, can that person do it? And at times, we've noticed a lot of people we've brought around can't do it.
Can't do that because they're like family. Why are we
why are we running over there? We were just with them. Why would we, you know? And that's,
And I think, you know, when you're dating someone, they have to be willing to, like, you're not just dating that, you're not just dating the person, you're dating their family too.
Exactly.
In our case, because we are close to our family. So, like, in our case, if you're dating us, you're dating our family too. And I think I've been in relationships where the person didn't quite understand that. And I'm not going to lie, that's exactly why those relationships didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think people have to, even if you don't have, even if you yourself, you don't have, like, a great family dynamic or you're not close with your family, whatever the situation may be, everyone's family is different. You still have to be willing to join in on the person you're dating's family, because if that's how they operate as a family, you need to be able to jump in and show up for that person. You're not just dating them, you're dating their family. And some people don't realize that.
Facts.
Yeah.
Big facts.
There's so much to the whole
dating. There's so much. I want to do more of these because Jay really.
Yeah, you're a lightning. We might have to bring him back. We probably need him for the next, to finish this series, because I don't know if we got this particular, if we got all of our red flags. And
because I think there's so much.
And I think a male perspective is so important, because you just enlighten my eyes on some things too.
Well, no, I appreciate y'all having me. This was fun, and we got to do it again. We
got to
get some more topics. We got to get out there.
Bring your shoes next time so you can tell us what kind of shoes you have.
I got you.
No, but thank you guys so much for tuning in. I think we're going to end it here because we have talked and talked and talked. Honestly, probably going to break this up into two episodes so we don't overwhelm you guys. But thank you for tuning in, and come back next week for more podcasts. And we're going to be dropping these weekly as always. So tune in later for Sidebars and Stilettos. Bye, guys. Bye.